It's often lonely in the front office, and sometimes those who run the company are suffering, often quietly and alone. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. A study of nearly 250 entrepreneurs by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, San Francisco State, and Stanford University found most entrepreneurs had mental health issues. In fact, more than 7 out of 10 reported it about themselves. Nearly a third had a lifetime history of depression. Almost 30% report substance abuse, and 12% said they had bipolar diagnosis. One expert quoted in Forbes magazine noted that for the CEO, the highs are really high, but the lows are very low. And the CEO often must handle it all alone. Many times there's self-imposed pressure, a feeling of failure, and a lack of coping mechanisms. On to money. Average American, mid to late 40s, has $81,000 in retirement savings. Financial pros say they should have 2.5 times their annual salary to be on track. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.